The next patient is Irma Colon. The last name is C-O-L-O-N. First name, I-R-M-A. 63-year-old Hispanic female that is following in the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 5. We didn't have the opportunity at the beginning of the disease to do a kidney biopsy in order to investigate the cause for the kidney disease. The patient has a hypertension, hyperlipidemia, has peripheral vascular disease, coronary artery disease. The patient had an open heart surgery more than 10 years ago. The creatinine remains to be elevated, 3.6. And the estimated EFR remains to be 13 mLs per minute. The workup that we did that included Kappa-Lambda ratio, rheumatoid factor, ANA, hepatitis was non-reactive. The patient has remained stable in this serum electrolytes. There is evidence of metabolic acidosis with a bicarbonate of 17. The anion gap is 15. This is most likely associated to the fact that the patient has the CKD. We are going to prescribe a bicarbonate 650 milligrams POVID. Number two, the patient continues to be with the borderline hypertension. She says that she didn't take the medications and is always the case. And this situation has been always the case. She's treated with a combination of amlodipine and labetalol. The blood pressure today is 140 over 92. How compliant this patient is with the medications is unknown. We have prescribed nifedipine in the past, but she's not taken it. Following number, coronary artery disease, that is evaluated and followed by Dr. Nunez, N-U-N-E-Z. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins. Following number, anemia related to CKD. Following number, the patient had Bell's palsy with left face paralysis. Following number, hyperuricemia. She's not taking any medication. Urolytic is not part of the prescription for reasons that I don't know. The main concern is whether or not the patient understands the seriousness of the disease and or the compliance is poor because some other reasons that are beyond my understanding. I have explained the disease process to the patient. I told her that she's going to need dialysis. I told her that we want to prepare her for dialysis. However, we haven't been able to accomplish what should be done. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory, 20 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.